Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Be prepared. Matthew 25, verse 13. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour. We recently had our local health department representative visit our campus for the annual renewal of our childcare license. Visits are always unannounced, so we're never sure when someone may stop by. It's important to ensure student and staff files are up to date, our facility is clean and running properly, and that the staff are aware of and following safety and educational guidelines on an ongoing basis, so we're always prepared for a drop-in visit. In our text for today, Jesus reminds us of something similar but with much greater consequences than a satisfactory health inspection. He tells us to keep watch, for we do not know the day or the hour of his return. We know Jesus will come again on the last day to judge the living and the dead, but we don't know if he's coming tomorrow, or next year, or decades from now, so we must be prepared. Just like we would prepare for a visitor to our classroom or our home, we want to make sure we are spiritually prepared for the life to come. It's easy for us to become distracted by our day-to-day tasks, responsibilities, and schedules. It's easy for us to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of the world around us, a world focused on success and possessions for life here and now. But if we fail to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and intentionally spend our time in his word, we may find ourselves unprepared when he returns. To stay alert in our faith and carry out the work God has called us to do, we need to schedule time to be in God's word. We need to make time to spend in prayer, confessing our sins, asking for and trusting God's forgiveness for those sins, and asking for God's help and guidance in our lives. As we worship God and reflect on his goodness to us, we can't help but look ahead to the day when we will see him face to face. And when we prioritize our own spiritual growth, we are best ready to encourage the students and families we serve to be prepared for Christ's coming for eternal life as well. Ultimately, we can live in joy and confidence knowing that in Jesus, we already have all we need, forgiveness of sins, membership in God's family, and a perfect eternal home in heaven to look forward to. In Jesus, you are prepared. Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us enough to prepare a home in heaven for us. Strengthen our faith and confidence in you as we spend time in your word. In you alone, Jesus, we know we are prepared for your return. Fill us with a sense of urgency to share that message with the students and families we serve. We eagerly look ahead to the day we will live with you in our heavenly home. Amen. A question to consider. How do you prepare during a time of waiting or when you're anticipating a certain event or visitor? How can you stay alert and prepared in your spiritual life? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.